You're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Times Union's Paul Grondahl writes about the discovery of the world's oldest forest near the Gilboa Dam in Schoharie County. The fossilized forest, estimated to be 385 million years old, dates from a period marked by the early evolution of trees. Researchers at the New York State Museum were part of a team that made the discovery in the spring of 2010 after working a riverside quarry exposed when the dam was built in the 1920s. The site is located about 1/4 mile below the dam on Schoharie Creek. The forest flourished during the Middle Devonian period, predating the dinosaurs by 160 million years. The discovery included the identification of two new species of prehistoric trees. Monday afternoon on the WGXC Afternoon Show, Linda Van Aller-Hernick and Frank Manolini of the New York State Museum phoned in to discuss the find.
Well, we did have a limited window. They gave us 2 weeks. And all the backfill from the quarry had been taken out. They cleaned the floor off for us, and then they let us go. And we mapped, and we photographed, and we crawled around and looked at it all, and wound up finding three different types of trees there.
It was quite interesting. We found a arborescent lycopsid. They're still from today. They're ground-running pines. They're very small. But this was, the one we found was tree-like, and it predates a maple tree that was found in the late 1800s. But there's also found a rhizome that produced wood, and annual Phytalia was the family name, and that, from what we can tell, either crawled across the ground and went up into the tree canopy or just stayed off the ground several feet.
Discuss the find. Democracy Now! Reported on Monday, March 5th, that the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command has revealed the United States has special forces in Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and India. Admiral Robert Willard made the comment last week at a congressional hearing. Willard said the special forces are in India to help the country with their counterterrorism cooperation. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that incumbent Michael Tancredi is running unopposed for another 3-year term as village trustee in Tannersville. Tancredi, a registered Democrat, is running on the independent Mountain Party line for his 6th term at the March 20th election. He is a 59-year-old self-employed landscaper who owns High Peak Landscapes. Quote, priorities for the village include completing the replacement of the park pavilion at Dolan's Lake and renovating a building on Main Street to serve as a new firehouse, Tancredi said, unquote, according to Zangler's report. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Not only the Kozovic in the Daily Mail writes that Coxsackie is organizing a farmer's market for this summer's Wednesday nights. While Greenville, New Baltimore, Hudson, and perhaps Catskill hold weekend markets, Coxsackie will be 4:30 to 7 p.m. midweek. Quote, we thought a lot of people in this area don't travel to other markets on Saturday morning, so we thought we could get them interested in a farmer's market during the week, unquote, said Melissa Sheriff from the Greene County Rural Health Network. Dan King from Rexcroft Farms is the first farmer signed up for the market. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts that Livingston in Columbia County will be sunny with a high near 37 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the rest of the week, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 57, low around 34. Thursday, a slight chance of showers afternoon, but partly sunny with a high near 64, low around 36. And Friday, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 48 and a low around 27. Today is the first Tuesday of the month, and the Catskill Town Board meets at 6:30 p.m. The Catskill Board of Education holds a budget workshop at 7 p.m. at the Catskill High School Library. Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors holds special meetings for the Health Medical Services Committee at 4:30 p.m. and a special Public Works Committee meeting at 5:45 p.m. at the County Office Building, 401 State Street in Hudson. Copic, the Park Commission, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Durham, the Town Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Building in East Durham. In Lexington, the Town Board meets at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building in Lexington. And in Livingston, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall in Livingston. Sun rises at 6:22 a.m. and sets at 5:52 4:52 p.m. The moon rises at 4:17 p.m. and sets at 4:57 a.m. And the New York Knicks take on the Dallas Mavericks at 8:30 p.m. And on the WGXC Afternoon Show from 4 to 6 p.m., Mariel Fiore and Antonio Flores Lobos host the WGXC Afternoon Show from Hudson in English and in Spanish on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.